Oh, wow.
If a man uses it, and maybe it has a mirror.
Oh, that's clothes closet. That's what we call it.
And is that a piece of a movable piece of furniture?
We made a lot of them. Cedar, Al Cedar.
Oh, I see. If you're in a cedar, you can get a board to follow.
They make pretty ones out of cedar.
Well, could you tell me usually how, what this stuff, I guess, or what you call it, the movable one?
Well, we just all call them clothes closets.
Well, are these just designed the same way?
Well, no, we didn't ever make two alike. When he passed away, we had one sawed out. It would have been the best one that we ever made, but we didn't make it. We had it fixed so we could hang our clothes up here and set our shoes in the bottom, and then the places up here to put hats or just purses or anything like that, you know, but he never did make it.
Well, how about if you've got a house kind of separate rooms, what you call those, where you can hang them in
different places. I don't know, I just hang mine.
It's usually just a small room, enough to keep all your hang-up clothes and put some shoes in it. Maybe a fourth of the size of the bathroom.
Would it be a pantry?
Well, maybe a little smaller, but you just keep clothes in.
Well, we all did call them clothes closets, all I know. Cause, now I've got three in yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Built in the
two of the built-in.
In the bathroom, I've got three in there. Mm-hmm. One on the east side and that side, and then one back there. If you notice that tub.
And what do you call the room where you sleep?
Bedroom.
And tables, chairs, and a sofa are usually classified as what?
Dining room.
And the stuff that you and your husband built, people would refer to it as, if they were going to put it in there, the living area of their house. Say we went to buy something for our living room.
Furniture.
Okay. And what do you call the things that you pull down to shut out light?
Blinds.
Okay. And any other terms you use for that?
Drapes, heavy drapes.
Okay. And do you ever use the word clothes press for something that's built into a room?
No, I don't.
Just clothes closet.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And what do you call a room in some houses, the very top under the roof, and you keep
attic.
Okay. And what do you call the area that you use in a house for preparing food?
Kitchen.
And is it any difference in a summer or winter kitchen? I mean, have you ever heard of people cooking outside of the main kitchen?
Well, now there's a lot of people have it, you know, cooks. They don't cook all the time outside, but they call it cookouts around here.
Uh-huh.
Then they cook outside and eat outside.
But do they have a separate structure for
cooking,
or is it, would it just be a grill?
Grill's what they do. I don't have one myself, but I get an invitation every now and then to go to one. Went up to my daughter's yesterday's week ago. In the evening, we ate supper up there.
What do you call the room in a kitchen where you keep canned goods? Not every kitchen has one, but it's usually just a separate room for canned goods and stuff.
Well, now...
You said the word before.
Mine is in the basement.
And what do you call that?
It's called the basement, but now this lady out here, she's dead now, but she called hers a can house, and I called it a cellar. And
a can house?
That's what she called it, a can house.